You Can Handle Anything, episode number 366. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions, keeping you from fully enjoying the moments and people in your life. In this podcast, I'll bring you into my world through personal stories, showing you how you can make more deliberate choices in the face of everyday emotional moments, ensuring you handle those situations without regret. After all, your life is built on moments, and I'm here to help you make the most of them. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. So I am in the middle of leading a live Move Past Grudges challenge, and every time I lead this challenge, I get so lit up because the transformations that people have in their lives is just so quick. Like they go from holding a grudge against someone for years to being able to let it go and free themselves from carrying that burden. And for me to feel and experience like their lift of energy, it's just absolutely incredible. Many of the participants are sharing their aha moments from going through this challenge. And even though we just completed day one, there have been many such aha moments, and I wanted to share one with you right now. Okay, so she said, my first aha moment is that until I learned about this class, I didn't even realize I was holding a grudge. Number two, I'm actually holding grudges of similar nature against four people who have all made me feel rejected, disrespected, and abandoned. And I feel justified in holding the grudge because of my shock and confusion and hurt and disappointment. And then her third aha moment was that these feelings about these people are completely sucking energy from me. And while it's not all the time, they occupy a lot of my brain, especially when I'm tired or sad. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I'm grateful to be getting these tips on how I can choose to move past these grudges so I can take back my physical and mental capabilities. That's amazing, right? I am so excited to lead them in today's training, which is day two, and of course tomorrow, which is the finale. So if you missed signing up for this challenge, I want to let you know of something really exciting. While I will be taking down the video trainings inside of the challenge by the end of this weekend, I have decided to house these trainings inside of my membership community called The Unstuck Revolution. If you haven't heard about it yet, or if you're a new listener, it's really important to me that you know that I have a community, aside from this podcast, where you can interact with me every single day and receive support with handling the everyday emotionally challenging situations that you face in your life. And in addition to that community, you get the complete training of learning the Unstuck methods step by step, and you get access to the monthly workshops. It's all housed for you right there once you enroll. And so in addition to the workshops that I'm going to be leading this month, which is in May, I'm going to be leading a Getting Unstuck workshop, which is a general workshop on how to use the Unstuck method, and a Ditch the Overwhelm workshop. And so when you enroll, in addition to those workshops, you also get the Move Past Grudges Challenge training. You get all of this for just $7 a month. So if you haven't checked it out yet, please head over to my website, go to shiragura.com and sign up now. This isn't just a membership. It's about you transforming or revolutionizing the way that you show up in your life and in your relationships. So if you find yourself getting stuck, like reacting in ways that you later regret, and you want to learn a new way of living, a way that's going to bring you more ease and more joy into your life, enroll now while the price is still ridiculously low. Okay, let's move on to today's topic, which is all about considering the truth to what someone else is saying. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there are circumstances in your life, or sometimes I call them facts, that we all experience, right? Like dishes in the sink, that's a fact. Sock on the floor, that's a fact. The words that someone wrote to you in an email or a text is a fact, right? And then What goes on top of those facts is our thinking, right? Our thinking on top of those facts or on top of those circumstances is what I call your story. And as humans, we live in stories. We tell ourselves stories all the time, even though it may feel like we're telling the truth. I mean, we literally can, and we do, try to convince ourselves and convince other people that we're telling the truth. But actually, it's just our thoughts or our perceptions or our narrative placed on something factual. And so when I say consider the truth to their words, I'm not really talking about the truth, like capital T truth. I'm talking about their truth. In other words, their story. Because while you may not agree at all with their story, what you can do is appreciate that they are in a story. And from that, you may also be able to understand where their story comes from. That is, based on which facts, you know, which are undeniable because they are facts. This is hard to do. I will tell you honestly, it's a skill that you have to cultivate. And being able to rely on the unstuck method when your mind gets all frazzled in the moment is really key. It really is the tool that has changed my life and continues to keep me living my best life because I know that the brain works against you, right? It's just the way that the brain was designed as a way to protect you from threats. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all of that right now, but what I will do is share with you an example of what I mean. Okay, so a few weeks ago, my daughter got upset with me. She is 22. It was quite obvious, like she was wearing her emotions on her shoulders. And by the way, she gave me permission to share this story on the podcast. Okay, so she came home after about a week of not being home, and she was kind of giving me the cold shoulder. I knew something was wrong, okay, but we had guests at the time, and I was kind of waiting for a good time to approach her to see what was going on. So let me tell you the story, or my story, okay? My daughter had a week off from the army. If you don't know, my daughter is a combat soldier in the Israeli army, and she had a week off. She went away for a couple of days with my older son, and while she was there, she told me there was a terrorist attack that occurred and that one of her friends was in it and died. Now, this friend was not a high school friend or someone that she grew up with or even anyone from our community. It was a kid, you know, a 22-year-old guy that was a part of her gap year program between high school and the army. And, you know, that gap year program is like, I don't know, 40 or 50 kids. I never heard of this guy's name before. I don't know the family. I don't even know where he's from. So when she told me, I, of course, offered my condolences. And I told her how terribly sorry I was to hear this. I mean, I was really present, you know, when she told me this news. Now, as I mentioned, I had guests that week from the States. My son was having a bar mitzvah in just a few days, and my focus was really on those things. Now, my daughter told me before she went away with my son that after that short trip with my son, she was going to be visiting other friends from Monday through Thursday and that she would be home on Thursday. I didn't reach out to her during the week because I assumed she was visiting friends. And I don't call her on a daily basis, mostly because I don't want to be this annoying mother, you know, or having like empty air kind of conversations, you know, that's just not like our relationship. Okay, that's my story. I knew she was coming home on Thursday, and when she comes home, I always shower her with love and attention. Well, apparently, she didn't visit her friends the rest of that week. Instead, she went to the house of mourning for this friend, along with the other 40 or 50 kids. So she was there like 24/7, right? Mourning. She was literally just sitting in the house of the parents of this kid, talking with everyone else who was there, crying, breaking down, falling apart. And by the way, keep in mind, this is just one of many funerals and houses of mourning and hospitals that my daughter and many other kids her age here have been attending since October 7th. Long story short, she was upset with me because I didn't call once during those few days, and she let me know it. All the other kids' parents called them at least once a day. They checked in on their kids. They wanted to make sure they were okay. But you, I didn't even hear from you even once. And it's not just this week. It's the whole time I was in the Army. All the other soldiers got calls from their parents on a regular basis, but you never called. And she went on. Do you know what it feels like? It feels like you don't care about me. Like I don't have anyone to lean on other than my friends and myself. And it shouldn't be like that. That's your job. You're the parent. We were standing in the kitchen. I was holding a bag of bagels, getting ready to put them in the freezer. I just stood there like a statue, listening. And the bag of bagels seemed to be getting heavier and heavier. But I let her speak her truth. Again, her truth. This is her story, right? Are there facts that we would both agree upon? Yes, of course, right? The number of times I call during the week. But everything else? It's her story. And yet, it's her experience. And just because I may disagree with her, or just because my mind, you know, just wanted to defend itself and prove to her that I'm an amazing mother and that I do everything for her, and I even wanted to give her examples, right? I didn't do that. Again, thank God for the unstuck method, because as she was speaking, I was taking myself through those steps. Stop, breathe, right? And I'm listening to her and tune in, right? I noticed my heart was beating like 1,000 beats a second. I let myself feel sad and disappointed and hurt without acting on it. Right? Otherwise, I knew I would just react automatically and that would go nowhere. In my mind, it was like, she's wrong. She's totally wrong. She doesn't understand. That's the only thing I heard myself saying. But I knew that everything that was going on in my mind, it wasn't 100% true. It was just the story. And so what I considered in that moment was to listen to her truth. In fact, not only in that moment did I respond well, thanking her for sharing this with me and telling her I didn't even know where she was during the week, which was part of her complaint, and that it wasn't done on purpose, that I didn't do this intentionally to hurt her, I also considered sitting with her words and thinking about it later. And I did. And I really considered her truth. And I went back to my daughter the next day and I told her that I can really see her side of the situation and that I was going to commit to making more of an effort to reach out on a daily basis. And just like that, things shifted for her. She was so grateful to be seen and heard and so grateful that I took the time to really think about what she said instead of just reacting and telling her that she was wrong. It is amazing when I come to think about it, how different my life looks when I don't use the unstuck method, when I don't get myself unstuck. It's like night and day, really. Especially when it comes to treating myself with kindness for getting stuck in the first place, which of course I did in this situation as well. The very next day, by the way, I put it on my calendar, call the kids, and I set it to go on repeat daily. Now, I know that that may sound super strange to you, that I need to put a reminder in my calendar to call my kids, at least the kids obviously that don't live at home anymore, but I do, because again, it's not something that we've been doing since they left the house, and I want to make sure I don't miss the opportunity. And while I may not call each kid every day at this point, the effort that I'm making is definitely palpable, and I know both of my kids are so grateful for that. Not only for my efforts, but for caring enough to really consider their truth, their story. So, my dear friends, the next time you find yourself in an uncomfortable conversation or arguing with someone that you love, see if you can consider their truth, their story. You don't have to agree with it, but at least see if you can see where they're coming from. I can almost guarantee you that doing so will lead you to a much better place than if you don't. And if you are in the Unstuck Revolution, I look forward to continuing this conversation with you and hearing your thoughts and your responses to this podcast episode. And if you're not yet inside of the Unstuck Revolution, Now is a great time to join because, as I mentioned, next week I'll be leading a Getting Unstuck workshop where I will be teaching this tool step by step in a group session. If you become a member, you'll be able to watch the workshop as soon as it ends. If you are a VIP member, you'll be able to join me live. Either way, you win. So head over to my website, shiragura.com, and enroll today. Thank you so much for joining me today. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your week. And remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. 1, follow or subscribe to the podcast. 2, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And 3, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.